Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Zayin Omid Beis. We are on the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we begin a brand new Simon Reish Ayin Zayin, which deals about not causing a light to go out on Shabbos. Shaloli Grom Kibuy Haner. Now, there are a tremendous number of Dear Shu footnotes here. We won't get through all of them, but we'll see how far we get. The Mechaber begins in Sif Aleph. Ner Shemunach Achori Adelis. You have a candle that is behind the door. So when you open up the door, the wind will blow in and potentially put out the candle. So Osu Liftoach Adelis. You're not allowed to go and open the door. And the Ramah adds the word Kedarko, which we'll see is in parentheses over here. And we'll see in a moment of discussion in the Chofetz Chaim's Bir Halacha exactly whether the word Kedarko should or should not be here. In any event, the basic halacha that the Mechab is telling us is you are now allowed to cause a gram kibbo. You can't do something that will cause the light to be extinguished. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Nalep, Vein chilek vizeh beiner shel shemen o shaiva v'chelev. It doesn't make a difference what type of flame you're dealing with here, whether it's an oil candle or whether it's a candle that's made out of wax or of fat. You're not allowed to do this. Sivkot and Beis, you can't have it behind the door. When you open the door will, wind will blow in. Kigon delas shenif tachas lifnim. For example, the door is opened inward. So me'acharea munach bebayis near dolik. And on the dining room table, that's a few feet away, the flame is lit. The candelabra is over there on the table. And when you open the door in, the wind will blow in. Now he says, V'davka kishu negip psichas adelis. This is only if it's directly in the path of when you open the door, the wind coming in. Mamish, the korvel adelis, it has to be near the door. If it's 30 feet away and it's off on an angle, so then when you open the door, nothing will happen to the flame. So here we're talking about b'inyan kishu yiftach hadelis. You open up the door. Yuchal hi kabos, that the candle could go out, i.e. the haruach hamenashi mimchuz, via the wind normally blowing outside. I, the word kidarko, so the Mishnah Berurah tells us, umash shekosav kidarko, so he says, ayin the magid avram, shekosav the toh soferhu. So the Chofetz Chaim says over here that this is a mistake. The printer over here, the magid avram, says, made a mistake and added the word kidarko. Vafilum hapaseach adelis benachas, because he's saying, even if you open the door slowly and not have it widely, quickly opened up, mikomokom haruach habo mibachutz benashe, the wind blowing from the outside is still going to come in, the osir, and you would not be allowed to open the door in this situation where there's a potential likelihood that the candle will blow out. And he says, V'chein sosmu kama achronim. There are many achronim that hold like this as well. And then he tells us to look in the Bir Halacha. If you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschil Kidarko, so he says, he brings down from the Mishnah Berurah what he wrote in the name of the Magen Avraham. He says, however, Tosef Shabbos Umat Yehuda Yeshu es Kushas Magen Avraham. They answered up this question for the Magen Avraham. Nevertheless, Mikol Markom Reisi Harbe VaHarbe Me'achronim Shesosmu KaMagen Avraham Ledina. That even though you could answer up the questions that the Magen Avraham said, and that you shouldn't have the word Kedarko, nevertheless, most of the Achronim hold like the Magen Avraham. The Imhaner Hu Neged Psichas Hadeles. If the candle is near the door. Also, you're not allowed to open up the door, even if you open it up very slowly. And who are these? These opinions of the Elie Rabba, the Shulchan Etzer Shittim, the Chayadim, and the Graz. And he says also from the Divrei Agra, from the Vilna Gaon, he seems to suggest like the Magen Avraham. However, he does point out that if you look in the next, if the B'mokum She'ein Ruach Menashe V'Bachutz, Yesh Lismuch L'Hokir Kishupaseach Benachas. If there's no wind outside, then maybe you can rely upon this more lenient opinion that is brought down over here by having the word Kedarko. Now we go back to the Mechaber, and the reason why you're not allowed to do this, I've already mentioned, here's where the Mechaber says it, Shema Yichabenu Haruach, because the wind may come to blow out the candle. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Gimel, Ayin the Magen Avraham, Simen Tov Kuf Yudalit, Sivkot and Yud, Da'afilu im Ein Haruach Menashiv Ata, Gam Kein Yesh Lesor. Even if there is no wind blowing right now, you're still not allowed to open up the door. Because the wind blows all the time. And you can't differentiate, well, right now it's not blowing, but a minute from now it may be blowing. And as you open the door, you have a friend outside that says, no, the wind's not blowing. But as you open the door, the wind could start blowing, and therefore you can't do this. According to the Magen Avraham's understanding over here of the Mechaber. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself brings down the Yesh Mekilim is that there are those that are more lenient. And he says, V'nirali de b'mokom atchach, and under pressing circumstances, Yesh l'hokob is that one could rely upon this lenient opinion, kishufoseach adelis benachas liat lat, as long as you open the door very slowly. And therefore, even if there is a little bit of wind that suddenly comes, it's not going to be a gust, and it's not going to blow out the candles. Shelo yigrom hadelis gufo l'ruach shiavo. And this way, opening up the door very slowly will not cause a wind to swirl, and even if there is a little bit of a wind there, suddenly it will not put out the candles. Chavetz Chaim and Dira Maskel Shem Yechabenu points out that we're dealing here where it's certainly not definitely a psik resha, where it automatically will happen. If it obviously were to automatically happen, if you open the door, then you wouldn't be allowed to go and open the door no matter what. Tisha footnote 1 brings out an interesting question. He says, since you're not allowed to open up the door, as we just said, on Shabbos, because you may come to blow out the nair, so therefore the door is considered, so to say, muktzah. It's dovor diskatsoy lebein hashmashos, it's katsoy lekuli yoma. That's the principle we have. If something is muktzah, not allowed to be touched during the bein hashmashos, so it's not allowed to be touched all Shabbos. So he says, even after the nair has gone out, the candle has gone out, it's now late Friday night, you still shouldn't be allowed to open up the door, at least in theory, because of this principle. So he brings out why this is not true. He brings out from Shlomo Zalman Satzal, who says, Shekivin she'ev shohoyo levtoach esedelis b'zihirus u'bischakmus b'ofen amutter, since technically the door wasn't mukta, it just was a problem to blow out the candle. So if you'd done it in a strategic way, that you would have opened it very, very slowly, and if you'd done it with a little bit of seichel, maybe put something blocking the candle, so even if there was a wind, it wouldn't blow it out. Or you technically could have moved the candle, i.e. tiltum natsat, you could have somehow moved the candle without touching the actual muktzah item, pushing it from the side in some way. So therefore, the door technically is not muktzah, and therefore with this principle of migudi is katsoy lebein hashmashos, it's katsoy lekuli yoma, doesn't apply. Yeshivut number 2 brings down that according to the very lenient opinion over here that says you could open the door very slowly, why aren't we concerned that maybe a wind later on will come? Even if there's no wind right now, maybe a wind later on will come. So he says that that wouldn't be considered your koach. And therefore, if the wind comes later on, that wouldn't be a kibbutz that you directly cause, and it's not a problem. Yeshivut number 4 brings down the interesting question. What happens if you're not going to really put out the candle, but it's going to make the flame flicker? It's going to make the flame move back and forth. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal Paskins in that situation, where there is no concern that it will put the candle out, Mutalasos can, then you can do this. Im hadavar lo yigrom lahavari yisera shel hashemen o hashayva, as long as it doesn't cause the flame to be extinguished or to be enhanced in some way, it's just flickering back and forth a little bit, then it's permissible. This is also the opinion, lahavdu mechayim l'chayim, between Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita. He says, likewise, what about a person passing by there himself? When you walk quickly past the candles, so you're going to also make them flicker. So again, Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita says that that's not a problem, it's permissible. He says, even if it's a psik resha that it will move, but you're not really doing kibuy or havara. So the flame flickers back, left to right, back and forth, but it's not getting brighter, and it's not getting extinguished in any way, so he paskins it's permissible. However, he does point out you shouldn't run next to the candle, because then in that situation you may run into a risk over here of either enhancing it or putting it out. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Avo linol hadelas kenegdo, to shut the door after the candle already has been lit over there, that is permissible. Mutu, we're not concerned. What would be the concern? So the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Dalet says, Shebazeh eino oseklum, you're not doing anything. You're not mechabe, lo mavir. You're not putting it out, and you're not lighting it, so therefore there's no issue or problem over here. Tishuvah number 5 brings down from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that in regards to using a Shabbos clock over here, that is set Erev Shabbos, and now it's set to go off, let's say, at 11 o'clock, and by adjusting the tabs on the Shabbos clock, you can make it go off at 12 o'clock instead, at a later time on Shabbos. Is that permissible? So Shlomo Zalman says, yes. He says that's comparable to closing the door. You're not doing any action, but now the flame will burn longer because it's not being constantly blown by the wind. And therefore, he says, one will be allowed to move the Shabbos clock back to a later point in time to go off to prevent the electricity from being shut off earlier. He says it's not a problem. However, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe disagrees, and he writes, that's considered an actual malacha and would be osur. And this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv that it's osur. I would point out that in regards to Yontif, there are different opinions as brought down by the Shmir Shabbos Kehilkosa, because here there isn't the problem of adding to an existing flame, the only problem is starting a new flame from scratch. Then the Ramah says, the same halacha applies b'chalon shekineged haner shal shulchan. If you have a window, the same, there's no difference between a window and a door in terms of all the dina that we just spoke about. He brings down the name of the Mordechai and the name of Tosus and the Tor. Mechaber continues, and the Mechaber writes, v'im hu kavua b'kosel shachori adelis, if the candelabra is put into the wall behind the door, then also liftoach adelis ulinolo kidarko. You wouldn't be allowed to either open or close the door in the normal fashion. Shemate hadelis no keshes alov uschaben, because in this way, when you close the door, open the door, you may come and shake the candle, which is attached to the wall, and therefore you may make it go out. What should you do? Ella poseach v'noel benachas. You have to do it very, very slowly, very carefully, to make sure that you don't bang it hard enough that you could move the candle and possibly cause the candle to go out. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkan Hei explains, Rotsu Lomar, Shadelas Posachas Liftim, the door opens inwards, Vaner Kavua Bekosel, and the candelabra with the candle in it is attached to the wall. Ba'ofen, in a way, Im Yiftach Hadelas, and when you open the door, it smashes against the wall, Tinkosh Vesagia El Haner Shalach Horel, and it will cause the candle to be hit as a result of your opening the door inward. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Vav, you can't close it as well.
There are those achronim, which the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTzion Oz Dala brings down, include the Bach, the Mogen Avraham, the Al Yezuta, and the Vilna Gaon, as well as the Prima Gadim, suggest the Bezeh Linol Shori, to close it would be allowed. The Lo Yavo Ayidezeh L'chibur, because that's not going to in any way cause the flame to be extinguished. He says, "V'ayna the prima gadim sheyishiv ktsatz divrei mechaber." The prima gadim tries to explain why the mechaber says that you can't close it. The ma'irish shenol b'koch. He's talking about when you're slamming the door. The ayidei zeh misnadet hakosel. It does cause the wall to shake a little bit with the smashing closing of the door, and therefore it could possibly come misnadet hakosel kulo v'yavo l'kibur. Since the wall is being shaken by the smashing closing of the door, that it could come to extinguish the flame. What does it mean? That's necessarily going to go out, but in the shaking for a second, it will cause the oil to be away from the psila, and that's a relative extinguishing. Or alternatively, or causes more oil to go to the flame, and this would be an act of kindling. And this is why in Dishafut number 6, he brings down the Ramah in Simon Reish Samachay, where we learned previously, Sha'osu Lagas Benair, you're not allowed to touch the candle over here when it's lit, if it's hanging on the wall, because when you move it, you may come to go and do either an act of kibuy or an act of havar. Then the Mechaber tells us, V'yemu kavua badelas atzmo, if this candlestick over here is actually in the door itself, Shepsichoso uniloso, the opening or closing of this door, Mikari Vashem Laner or Marchiko Mimenu, it either is going to cause the oil inside this lamp over here to get closer to the wick, or it's going to be more distance from the wick. Getting closer to the wick is a problem of Mavir, Havara, and getting further away from the wick is a problem of Kiboy. Then also Lefoskul and Nolo. In each of these situations where you're concerned one way or the other, you're not allowed to open or close this door. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin explains, V'yesh b'zeh mishum mavir or mechabe. As I just said, it's either going to cause a momentary increased kindling or a momentary extinguishing or partial extinguishing. V'yaf agav de'enu mechabe, even though that's not your intention. Mikol mokom psik reishu. It's an automatic consequence of your action. By moving the door, you're moving the oil. It'll either get closer or further away. It's not going to stay exactly the same, and a psik reishu is not allowed to be done. If you open and close it very, very slowly, where it's not a definite that the oil is going to be moved, that it's going to get closer or further away, and maybe it will, maybe it won't, then it's not a psik resha, then it would be mutter. And then there would be no problem in moving the door slowly, because of the candle that's in the door. You might think that it's a bosses ladavara, so that the door becomes a base for this candle that is mukta. So he says, Lafisha Delis, Lo Nasis Basis Laner, he says, the door never becomes subordinate to the candle, even though the candle's in the door. Lafishi Chashuva Shimashameshus Labais, because the door is subservient to the house. It's serving and functioning for the house as an opening, an entranceway. Ubetela Etzlo, and it's subordinate to the house, the Lo Laner, and never takes the status of being a Basis Ladavar Asu, which would be forbidden to be moved, as we'll learn more in Mitzah Shem in upcoming Sifim and Simonim. Dishfoot number 9 points out the same thing applies if you have a garment of clothing on a table and there's some pennies on it or some small change on it. So we're learning Simon Shin Yod, She'enam Nesar Midin Bosses, that the table doesn't become Osir over here because of the concept of Bosses Ladover Osir. Because Ain Odom Mevatel is Big Dov Shulchan or Leprutos. A person doesn't go and abandon his table and his clothing for just a couple of Prutos on it. Haprutos Butlos Legabeim. Instead, the pennies are subordinate and butled to the table and to the clothing. The Ramah concludes and he says, Hago, ubiner shel shaiva, if you're dealing over here with a wax candle, mutu liftoch v'lino, then you could open and close the door, afu pishu kavua bedelis, even though it's actually attached to the door itself. Why is this so? The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, that the same thing applies to a fat candle. Wax and fat candles are the same, because mipnei she'ein bahem mishum mekarev hashemen o berachi, because you're moving the door doesn't make the fat or the wax candle in any way burn more or get extinguished. However, if there is a concern over here, that I opening or closing the door, that it may go get put out, so then, then even with a wax candle or a fat candle, it would be forbidden. Usur. Mechaber sif beis. Also if toach hadeles, one is not permitted to open the door. Kinei hamadura. In the face where the door will now be opened against a large flame, a madura, torch, a furnace, she krova kitzas aladelis, which is somewhat near to the door, and the wind will blow on this. Va'afilu ein sham elaruach mitsuya, and this is even in a normal wind, which won't have the ability to put out this flame. However, aval maya pasuach kinegda mutul sagro veimbo mishum mechabe. But if the door aval imhoya pasuach kinegda, if the door is open opposite it, so therefore the door is open and the flame, it's a large flame, a fire is over there. Mutal sagro, you are allowed to close it. We don't say the ein bo mishum mechabe. We don't say that this is extinguishing it, because you might have thought that when the wind blows in over here, it's maintaining the flame, not actually hurting the flame, because this is a big flame and the wind is actually good for it. And if you close the door, you might suspect or think that this would be an act of mechabe. So the mechabe is telling us that's not the case, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tes. V'mnei shoruach hamenashiv gorim lahavir hamadur yoser. The open door actually causes things to be more burning, more intent. The apple piece, you know, mechavim is that even though your intention isn't to do so, they call mokum sik ratio, and that's why you're not allowed to open the door in the setting of this fire being over there, because you're not worried about putting it out in this situation, you're worried about enhancing it, and it would be forbidden. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud explains, Rotzulomar, as I already told you, af the al yidei ruach metzuya ein derech hamadu lahavir yoser afilu hochiyoser. Even though under normal winds, the flame won't really be enhanced by having the normal wind over there, nevertheless, you're not allowed to afilu hochiyoser, you're not allowed to go and open the door. The gazrin and otush ein metzuya, because we're concerned that a gust of wind will come and will really pick up the fire over here, the torch that you have, the furnace that you have over here, and cause it to really expand the flame. If here there is no wind at all, then it is permissible mutter, as brought down by the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Dalet. If the movement of the door, however, will create a ruach metzuya, then it's mashma v'chidush Iran. It appears from the chidushim of the Iran that it would be forbidden, the osur. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud Aleph, you are allowed to close the door. We're not concerned about kibui, as I explained. Even though the flame that was being enhanced by the wind is now not going to be enhanced by the wind, we don't say that this is extinguishing. You're not doing anything. You're just preventing something else from having happened. All you're doing is essentially stopping the wind from happening. And if the fire therefore goes out, it's not being blown, and therefore it will eventually settle and go out. It's not being fanned. That's not your concern. The issue footnote number 14 has a number of interesting scenarios to discuss. It's a long footnote. I don't know if we'll get a chance to discuss all of it. He first starts off with, if you have a refrigerator that has a light in it, as most refrigerators do. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, and Igros Moshe says, also leposko lusogu b'Shabbos. If you didn't remember to turn off the light, you're not allowed to open and close it on Shabbos. Shafel pishenu miskavin lahad lokov akibo. Even though you have no intention of the light going on when you're opening the door, and the light going off when you close the door, nevertheless, since it's a psikration, it's going to happen no matter what, you're not allowed to do this. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down the same conclusion, but for a different reason. He says, "Shemei shehad lokas ha'or nase rak ayidei psichas adelis biofen kavua mischavenan." Since you're going to have this happen over here automatically, nase the skirs adelis, and the door will automatically shut off the light when you close it. It's as if you turned on the light and turned off the light with your hands. The lo rak ke'enu miskaven. It's not a dover she'enu miskaven in a psikresha, as Rav Moshe said. But it's as if you actually did it, not as a psikresha. You actually did it. And this also seems to be the opinion of Rav Elyashiv Zatzal. The rest of this paragraph in the footnote then goes and points out nafka mina, ramifications between these two opinions. Then the Chazon Ish brings down sha'afim ein nora b'makarer, osu l'poso. Then the Chazon Ish has a very, very big chumra here. It says you can't open the refrigerator door anyway, even if there is no light. Because when you open up the door, you're going to make it hotter inside, and that's going to spur the motor to turn on because of the thermostat. And Rav Nissim Carlos Shlita explains, this may be an issue de Raisa, but at least it certainly is going to be an issue de Rabbanon. And therefore, he says, the Chazon Ish holds, osu l'poso af kishem haneya poel. He says you can't even do this even when the engine or the motor is working. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal disagrees, and this is also the opinion of Dayan Weiss Zatzal in the Minchas Yitzchok. You are allowed to open up the refrigerator door because it's not going to automatically kick in every time. It's not a psikresha, and therefore it's not a problem. Rav Yashas Zatzal adds to this, and he says that when you enter into a house that has an air conditioning unit on, so you're theoretically opening the door and allowing warm air to come in, and therefore, according to this, you wouldn't be allowed to go and enter into a house as well that has an air conditioner on, and he says that's not a problem, you're allowed to do this. However, Rav Nissim Carlos Shlita disagrees. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that you would be allowed to open up the refrigerator door in the scenario that the Chazon Ish forbade you to do so. He says, even if the motor is not running. And basically, this psak over here of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Dayan Weiss Zatzal, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal seems to be the actual psak halacha. People are not concerned about opening up, at least in America, refrigerated doors. Some people do try to open them up only when the motor is running, or they have devices that show you when the motor is running, so therefore you're not directly causing the motor to go on. That concludes today's shiur.